whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How was your week?
It was fun. It was busy. Yeah. Nothing terribly eventful. How about you?
Yeah, mine was pretty okay. You know, I came back from a rough trip. Mm-hmm. So it went really, really fast.
Yeah.
It was a very fast week. I did have something weird happen.
What?
Okay, so everyone that knows me knows that in traffic, I wouldn't say I'm a rager, but I'm not.
I would.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing. Here's the weird thing, okay? I am not afraid to be like, no, don't do that to me. Mm-hmm. And so in the last 3 months, I've had situations where men have came out of their cars at me or in their cars at me.
I knew of one. I did not know there have been two since.
Yeah. So this one just happened last week. And I think that my husband is like, no, you're pretty, like you egg things on. Honest to God, none of these situations, one of the situations a long time ago, I may have been, he got mad because I honked my horn because he was going slow in the fast lane, but there were 12 cars behind, like lined right up, like get over, dude. But he got so mad, he was a taxi driver and he chased me down the freeway and I'm 90 miles an hour calling, like screaming at me, all these different things. And I was like, I told him, we finally hit traffic where it stopped. And I said, you're such an idiot. I have your cab number. I've already called your cab company.
I was just going to say, what about his cab number?
Yeah. So I reported him. They didn't care. And then about a month ago, I was in the middle of downtown Burbank and it was kind of raining. Mm-hmm. And this guy didn't have his lights on and he felt like I pulled out in front of him and cut him off. I was parallel park. And there was a stoplight there and a pedestrian crosswalk separate from the stoplight crosswalk. Like nobody was moving more than 5 miles an hour. So anyway, I didn't see him. So I rolled down my window and waved and put my hands together and said, sorry, and gave him the peace sign and came at me.
You told us about this.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So last week I'm at 7-Eleven. I'm inside. There's a man just going off at the man behind the counter.
Ew.
Because the man didn't recognize what lottery tickets he wanted. So I get my stuff. I go out into the car. I got a text message. Anyway, I was sitting in my car looking at my phone. That man comes out. He hit my car with his car door so hard it shook the car.
No.
And so I got out of my car and I go, whoa, he started to pull away. In a Mercedes, by the way. Mm-hmm. Brand new Mercedes. Mm-hmm. He started to pull away and I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Sir, let me just check and make sure you didn't damage my car. He goes, what do you mean damage your car? And I said, you hit my car with your door so hard it shook my car. He goes, you beep liar. Beep, beep. Called me every.
Wow.
And I go, what do you mean liar? I was sitting in my car, you crazy person.
Right.
So then he tried to run over me.
What?
He backed his car up and I said, you are 1 inch from my foot. If you run over me, I will call the cops on you right now.
Yeah.
Then Jessica, this is what made me mad. Another man walked up to me and said, ma'am, you need to calm down. And I looked at him and I said, would you be calm if someone hit your car and then when you checked for damage, they tried to run over you? Why do I have to be? Why did that man tell me to calm down?
Calm
the
down,
crazy
little
person.
Lady.
Yes. The crazy person needed to calm. So anyway, this is starting the show off shitty. This should have been my rant. Anyway, that happened. And, you know, I had just come home from a difficult trip. I lost my mind and just cried. I was like, that's not. And I told, I called and talked to my dad about it. If I were a man, these men wouldn't do this. It's that they believe I should not stand up for myself. That I should.
Totally.
This is probably controversial, but these specific men, I don't think every man is like that. And I will tell you, each of these men were older. They were grown up. They know better.
Mm-hmm.
This guy in particular was probably in his late 50s, early 60s.
It's not quite the same, but it's on the same idea. It's the same thing as going to look for cars as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I did it by myself, I left in tears after every situation. When I'd go back with a friend or with my husband and bring a guy with me, wow, the personality was totally different with the sales reps. Suddenly now, oh, it's not just the sticker price. No, we can do better. Everything about it, because they don't think that you know.
Yeah. And then if you push in any way or stand up and go, no, you hit my car.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're literally angry with you.
Yep.
It's really crazy. It's like I said, it's not every man, but I took a Lyft to an event last weekend, and one of the guys that picked me up at my house, I just got in and he goes, "You need to ask my name. When you take one of these cars, you need to ask for the name and make sure it matches on your app because there's been a guy," and I'm sure this is everywhere, but I didn't know about it, "that has been faking. He can see people waiting for Ubers or something." I don't know how they figure it out, but people just get in their cars and they're fake, and then you have to pay them.
Well, is this terrible to say, but a girl in South Carolina was just found dead who was about to graduate from either a Lyft or an Uber. I don't know which company, but it was not a legit driver.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And picked her up. And
this man said to me, he was like, "I'm sorry I have to say that to you as a woman, but I tell all of my female passengers, make sure if they don't ask my name, I tell them, please make sure you always ask the name."
I mean, that's very nice.
Yeah. He was like, "It's a shame that you guys have to worry about that as much."
But the name, I hate to say this, anyone could say the name. I always look for the license plate.
They do offer that.
Because it shows the plate, that's, my eyes are always on the license plate. And then I'm like, okay, yes. Yeah, I don't even care if it's the same car description. I'm like, okay, this is the license plate that's on the app right now.
Yeah. Be safe, everybody.
For real.
Also, I'd like to make a public service announcement. Apparently, today is fly in your private plane and do loop-de-loos over Dana Tax Day. So if you guys hear just a real racing motor plane.
It sounds like, it looks like Snoopy's plane when he's the Red Baron.
That's what I keep
thinking. It's exactly what it sounds
like. He literally keeps diving over my house. How did that Red Baron song go? Right?
No.
Yeah.
That sounds like a muffled country ditty.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 62, 5. I don't know the words.
What?
That's the Red Baron song.
From the Peanuts.
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't remember that. I picture that it was like Wagner's Flight of the Valkyrie or something, and I could be so off.
Apocalypse Now.
Okay.
And the Red Baron is back again.
I don't know, but I feel like I need to look it up right now.
I know.
Can
Should
I?
Should we look? Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. Song by the Royal Guardsmen.
Oh, that came up for me too. Is this
what?
It? Hold on, Jessica. This is it!
Like the screaming sound of a big hammer.
I don't like
no,
it.
No, keep playing. This is the part.
20, 30, 40, 60 or more.
Bloody Red Baron of Germany. Tell me I'm wrong again. Tell me I'm wrong again.
I have never, ever, ever, ever heard that. And I don't remember that
Here
ever
comes
being...
the Red Baron. I mean, come on.
They did not play that song during the Peanuts.
Yes, ma'am. I just
They did?
Ma'am, it's on the cartoon here. Let me show you on my phone. See, where's the Red Baron? Looka-looka. Snoopy's Christmas is... See, there's
That's
videos. Looka-looka.
So weird.
Uploaded by Pierre Vermeeren. There it is. Red Baron Snoopy.
God.
Well, we spent 20 minutes on that.
I legit do not recall that. It's not like now I'm hearing it. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm
For
like,
real?
I still don't believe it.
That's so crazy. How did you
And I didn't think it had words.
Yeah, it does.
But you're telling me that they played that on any of the Peanuts specials when the Red Baron appeared.
I feel like, yes. It's called Red Baron.
Also, there could be just weirdos out there that are linking it to that just because it had the same name.
Such a naysayer. All right, everybody, if you really need to get a hold of us, contact us and let Jessica know that the Red Baron song is Snoopy, right? Or let Dana
correct
know.
Me if I'm wrong,
or correct Dana, feel free. And also make sure the subject line is to Jessica, Dana is wrong, because I'd like to live in ignorance is bliss. You can find us on Instagram at the Rants and Raves podcast. You can find us on Facebook. We have a page, the Rants and Raves podcast. Our website is the Rants and Raves podcast. therancedandravespodcast.com. Email us at therancedandravespodcast@gmail.com. Twitter us at @raves_the. Please, 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 you guys, rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, write into us and tell us what you want us to rant about, what you want to rave about. We're trying to spread the good word. We're trying to get out the bad word.
That's right.
Which is why my parents can't listen.
My parents do listen, and I apologize in advance.
Oh, that's going to come up. That's going to come up.
It will.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Sorry.
Oh. You're doing a good thing for the world.
You know who I am.
Yeah. They're not surprised by you.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
At this point, if you are, then we really need to talk.
I mean, my parents are consistently shocked by everything I do in my life. They're like, what? How did we raise this?
But again, you have managed, I think, to veil other sides of your life from them because they're not on social media.
Yes, that's true. And I definitely, whenever I post, if it's something I don't want to get back, I'm like, if you're related to me, please don't listen.
But like, that was one of the worst things that happened was people's parents joining Facebook and great aunts.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My grandma's on Facebook.
Yeah.
I accidentally narked on my nephew the other day because he joined Instagram. And so I sent a message to him and my sister so she would know what I was up to and said, hey, I found this guy. It's all about video games. I think you'd like him. I know him. It seems safe. But his, you know, the podcast may have some cursing in it, but his Instagram doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your mom. My sister writes back, my son is on Instagram? And I was like, oh no, I didn't mean to narc. And she was like, are you also on Tinder? What's going on? And he's so funny. He's like, yep, both.
Oh.
And he said, Aunt Dana, are you stalking? Are you peeping on my Instagram? I was like, yeah.
I love it. I love that your grandma's on Facebook. My grandmother was until she passed at 92.
Amazing.
And she was so with it and so like up to date on everything and world news and all that. And friends would notice Miriam Young commenting on my page and they're like, okay, your granny's on Facebook. I'm like, yeah. They're like, can I please be her friend? I'm like, yes.
That is so funny.
And she was really funny. Like one time I posted a picture of her. She had gotten like a new camel colored trench coat for winter in Montreal. And I took a picture of her and put it up and she said, happy Halloween, everyone. It wasn't Halloween. She said, happy Halloween, everyone. Jess, had I known this was going to be made public, I would have at least put on some makeup.
Oh my word.
It's so cute. Like she was real funny and real cheeky and I loved it. And it was a good thing that she was on Facebook. It just kept her connected to everyone. And
yeah.
I think that helped keep her young. I think that does with people.
Oh, I think so too. There's the good and bad side of social media.
Yep.
Yeah. Double-sided coin.
Totally.
Double-edged sword.
But my grandmother was always trying to encourage her friends to do that. Or she's like, for God's sakes, get a computer, learn something. Mm-hmm. We can communicate. We can share things with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she just always did that. And I think that really helped her.
I think so too.
And again, just kept her mind totally sharp until the very, very end. It was incredible.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she was the best.
Aww. What was her name? Miriam?
Miriam, but she went by Mickey.
Cute.
And I remember asking her, I'm like, why? How did that come about? And apparently when she was at sleepaway camp, there was three Miriams and it was too hard. And so somebody started calling her Mickey and it just stuck.
That's cute.
But like everyone calls her Mickey, so much to the point where most of my cousins and people in the family referred to her as the mouse. Also, she was really petite and cute. Yeah, because of Mickey Mouse, but they'd call her the Mouse.
Yeah, my in-laws call Dan Tipton's sister Mouse.
Aww.
Her name's Mary, and they call her Mary Mouse.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it is. It's cute. We just went from horribly aggressive road rage into the cutest, sweetie Mary Mouse, Mickey Miriam.
Mickey Mouse.
Aww. All right. Well, I don't have a transition. Should we just get right into it?
Let's get back to what fires us up.
Yeah. Jess, why don't you start off with a rant today?
Okay. This is something based on someone who wrote into us, and I love it because we were already kind of on this path recently about something similar. She sent in a picture, and thank you, listener.
It's the worst.
We're never going to disclose someone's name. She sent in a picture. Her boyfriend went to the dentist.
The dentist. Let's make that clear.
A place that you expect to be immaculate.
Yes.
Like hermetically sealed instruments and immaculate sterile environment.
Mm-hmm.
In the bathroom, and she sent us the picture to back it up, there was a single terry cloth towel. One towel for any and everyone to use. And let me just add to this, folks, that means not only all the patients are using it, that means that's the only towel for the staff who's then going to put their hands in your mouth.
Yeah.
Now, the icing on the cake was, and I love that she pointed this out to me because I didn't notice it. She said, by the way, it's from a hospital. So it was stolen
from a hospital.
It had like the name embroidered or printed on there, and some creep, you know what? That dentist should have his license taken away. You cannot provide some nice Kimberly Clark Seafold towels that come out of a dispenser.
Who's Kimberly Clark?
It's one of the biggest suppliers of paper goods in the world.
Jessica! Who knows that?
Anyone that's ever worked in an office.
I definitely could go, oh yeah, in the corner of a cardboard box of bathroom supplies, there's something with a K and a dash. That's all I know. What is it again?
Kimberly Clark.
Oh my God.
Sometimes it's Georgia Pacific. That's another big
company.
Stop it.
Yes. This doesn't need to occupy space in your brain, Jessica.
So I am outraged that a medical office had one disgusting towel. Do you know what it reminds me of? Do you remember the movie Six Pack with Kenny Rogers and Barry Corbin, your dad on TV?
On Modern Family? I don't remember.
Okay, well, I demand that you watch it. It's one of my favorite movies. Again, Kenny Rogers, he's a race car driver in the South. Barry Corbin plays the sheriff from Texas.
Oh my God.
Who's trying to find these orphaned kids who are on the run that become Kenny Rogers, aka Brewster Baker's pit crew.
Okay, so it's Smokey and the Bandit?
No.
Oh, don't get mad.
Six pack. It was Anthony Michael Hall's and Diane Lane's first movie. I mean, they're young in it. Oh. She plays like the eldest sister. She's the only girl and she has like five brothers and she's kind of like had to become the mom of them. They're 16. Anyways, the gas stations.
This is like Seven Brides for Seven Brothers? I'm trying.
Oh my God.
Please, I'm sure I'll get it soon.
My labyrinth mind works. When I thought of that towel, all I pictured was in Six Pack at the gas stations, the dispensers where it has that disgusting roll
around
of that light blue, dirty, wet cloth that you just keep churning around
it's
in there.
So gross. You don't know how many people just rinse their hands and don't use soap. Oh, also, the first thing I thought was somebody has definitely patted their wet armpits with that.
Ew.
I'm sorry.
Like used it to absorb?
Yeah, like.
I can't.
Doot, doot, under each pit.
I have an argument sometimes with people in my life about not washing long enough because you can't just put on soap and, you know, for 3 seconds. You apparently are supposed to wash for a minimum of 20 to 30 seconds.
Nobody does that.
And like, get that shit under your fingernails. Okay.
I have a real, you know, look how short I keep my nails really short because I can't stand the thought of what's under them. I was on another show and this was a major problem for me. Anytime you see any kind of like, this is so revealing porn. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I'm addicted to porn and I watch it all the time, but I have in my lifetime seen some. And the first thing that happens.
That is so weird. Go on. The way that you phrased it. Go on.
Like I'm watching porn all the time.
I think everyone's seen it at least once.
Thank you for the disclaimer. Do we not all go, oh God, those nails. Oh, don't stick those nails in there. And what's coming out underneath?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the last thing that I think of.
Oh God, not
nails.
Me.
Yes, that's where your mind goes.
Those stabby nails. And they're so long and they're just, it's 5 scoops. 10, if you count both hands. Just scoops.
Well, I put my nail into a couple of molds at a sex shop on Van Nuys Boulevard way back in the day when I moved here.
What molds?
They have like molds of different body parts.
Why did you put
vaginas
your fingernails
in them? And buttocks? Because I just wanted to see what it was like. And my friend freaked out. I'm like, fool, this is a display. It's not like somebody's going in the back and using it and putting it back here.
No, but how many fingernails have gone inside that?
I don't know, but I wanted to feel the resistance against my finger. I was just curious. I was very, very curious.
Well, what I love about this is when you told me what your rant was, you were like, this listener sent in this, and I immediately knew. But you call it single shared communal objects because you're so fancy. You know I love Jessica names for things. Everything is so fancy. God. Your graphite objects and shit.
Well, everybody, another
single
shared communal object that I cannot get down with is a bar of soap.
I don't blame you, to be honest.
So Dana now is aware that I will not use the bar soap in her bathroom, and it is not personal to Dana.
No, and also, I would advise you not to, because that bar soap is specifically my son's.
I can't deal with it. I had a friend who I had been over there many times, and then finally she said, what the hell is going on? And I'm like, what? She goes, why do you keep going into my kitchen to wash your hands?
After
you can't
the
use
bathroom.
The bathroom?
I think a lot of people do that.
And I said, because of the soap. She goes, there's soap in there. There's plenty of soap. I said, not using that bar soap. She goes, so you walk through my house with your hands and then come and pick up my bottle of Ajax and put it on your hands. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Madge from the Paul Mall of commercials. I use dish soap to wash my hands.
You're not petting everything you pass.
I think she was just like outraged and laughing at what a freak I was. She's like, you're the only person that has ever said that or can't use bar soap. I'm like,
no, yep. I think that's a mistake.
I made one exception, and that's when I was in China because I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
And the areas where we were unfortunately very polluted.
Uh-huh.
So literally there was kind of like a thin layer of black soot all over you. And so at the end of the day, it's like, well, I can either just now get in a car and go to dinner somewhere filthy.
Yeah.
Or I guess I'm gonna use that sliver of soap.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know what bothers me is this is not a shared communal thing. Well, I guess in some places it is, but sanitizer when you have nowhere to wash your hands.
Yes.
So I was at an amusement park and my best friend, she is a germaphobe. And so she has like industrial strength, melt your skin off sanitizer.
Does she have the kind that clips onto her bag so it's available at all times?
She's got 7 of them in every pocket, hole, purse, like, yes.
I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah. So she gives me, we sit down to eat. There's nowhere to wash our hands. And I'm like, I need some sanitizer. She's like, you know, I got it. She pulls it out. I put it on. I'm not joking. I was like, is this grainy? She goes, no. It was granules of dirt that were coming off of my hands.
Oh, wow.
That's how dirty I was.
Was that after Silver Dollar City?
Uh-huh. It was
okay.
In the middle of it.
From all those rides and dust and dirt kicking up and the rodeo folk.
What other single shared commute? Toothbrush is not shared. What other?
It better not be.
When they have that in romantic comedies where they're like, let's share a toothbrush, that's the most disgusting thing to me.
I don't even like when there's one set of tongs out for food or at a bar. Because that one gross person, again, that just sneezed and didn't wash their hands or anything like that and is picking it up and using that. And then I'm going to put my clean hands on that filthy pair of tongs. I get that from my father.
Yeah. You know, that's what my Curb Your Enthusiasm was about. Cookie tongs.
Yes. Yes. I just got so excited I choked. I absolutely remember that, and I was crying. I'm telling you, my dad would wholeheartedly approve of that because he is a bit on the anal side when it comes to cleanliness, especially with food. Like when we would eat dinner when we were young, my dad would get up in the middle. He just knew. It was like an innate sense. If there was a single crumb that fell on the ground, my dad leapt up from the dinner table and had the dustbuster and would be doing it under your feet while we were sitting at the table.
Oh my God, really?
Yep. Love you, Dad. Thank you for passing on your idiosyncrasies with that stuff. It's hilarious.
You didn't even need a dog. Your
we
dad
had a dog. He wasn't going to let the dog have your filthy crumbs. It had to be vacuumed up.
That's not good enough for the dog. Wow.
Yep.
What other objects?
You should see how clean my dad is with his hotel rooms.
No, you don't
like,
have to be clean.
The housekeeping staff should leave him a tip.
Oh my God.
Because I promise you, he basically makes the bed when he leaves the room.
That's really nice.
Wow. Very organized man.
And now look at you.
I'm sorry for...
Now you can't use bar soap.
I think my dad might be okay with bar soap, which would be very shocking.
That would be weird, yeah.
But I'll ask him.
10, 20, 30, 40, 60 or more. Okay. That plane, I cannot believe that plane is still buzzing
it
by my house.
It just will not go away.
All right. Well, are you ready for my rant?
Yeah.
This is also from a listener. I love it. You guys, please send us the things you want to rant about because it inspires us. Because as soon as I mentioned this to Jessica, both of us were like, oh God, yeah. Yes, yes. I have something to say about that. So my rant is people blowing their nose in public. Yeah, a listener wrote in that it drives her crazy. I agree. That instantly in my head, I'm like, you are using a Kleenex and blowing so hard that Kleenex is getting saturated with your nose phlegm on your bare fingers.
Yes.
And then you're touching the bar soap.
Yes. Or not touching it. How many times do you see people blow their nose and not wash their hands?
Or scratch the inside of their nostril because it itches and then not. Yeah. And I'm not saying I would assume we all do this. Is that wrong? But it's awful. And especially in public. But can I please say what some people do that absolutely send shivers down my spine? I want to strangle them. And I'm not a violent person. This.
Nope.
Oh, I'm going to gag. Oh, God.
You sound like a cat trying to get up a hairball.
Hacking up.
It's called horking, apparently.
Horking?
Uh-huh.
I thought horking was reserved for eating tons of ham. Patton Oswalt has a thing where he talks about going to get ham and that someone was like, please give me all the ham. I cannot handle you like straining to rake the bottom of your lungs for the nasty phlegm.
And then where are they putting it?
Spitting it.
Yeah.
Or in a napkin that it seeps through and it's on their fingers.
So I was warned about that before I traveled to the Far East. And
are they nose blowers?
No, but horking is a big thing. And it's just, I'm not saying it's cultural. I'm not being weird saying something like that, but it's just kind of part of life.
It's not considered disgusting.
There's not a lot of space between people. Mm-hmm. Like they don't have the same ideas about personal space as we have here, right? Uh-huh. People are just used to there being a lot of people in crowded areas. And I'm not kidding. More than one person said, and just be aware so you're not alarmed at the horking. I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, people will, you know, kind of hawk stuff up and they will just spit and they don't walk away to do it. It's just happens.
Oh, yucky.
And man, did it happen. And it was very off-putting. I never got used to it.
Oh, yeah.
If I have to do something that I like run and hide in a bomb shelter so that nobody can hear me.
Yeah.
Or see me.
Right. And also, people get mad at me because I will stifle a sneeze in public. I'll go, right? Because, did that sound real?
Kind of. It's hilarious.
Hey guys, I'm available for hire if you need sound effects. Call me Bobby
Sneezes
Darin.
Sneezes by Dana.
Wait, not Bobby Darin. Is that his name?
Bobby McFerrin.
McFerrin.
When it's just Bobby Darin, it sounds like somebody from that Will Ferrell race car
movie.
But
Bobby Darin, I think, is like a legendary songwriter, right?
Bobby McFerrin.
But Bobby McFerrin
is a Grammy Award winner.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And his son does jazz fusion, which is a different kind of music.
Cool. Wait, why are we talking about Bobby McFerrin?
Because you thought it was Bobby Darin.
Oh, sneezing.
Yes.
I will stifle a sneeze because I refuse to be a spray bottle of my DNA.
But do you, I can picture it. And I actually haven't really heard you sneeze. Do you do one of those?
Ha-choo! No.
Where it's like cartoonish?
Mm-mm. Oh. No, I just go. It's not cute.
When I sneeze, it actually sounds like I'm getting murdered.
Why?
I don't think you've heard me sneeze.
No, I don't think so.
It's because I take Zyrtec because you have animals, but I've never been bothered by your animals. I'm like super allergic to animals.
I didn't know this.
Yes.
We can record at your house.
I've never once sneezed in here. It's individual animals. Like I'm allergic to cats. I pet your cat. I don't even
feel. Danton's allergic to animals.
The least itchy.
He has acclimated to our pet.
Yeah. I just totally lost my train of thought about my sneezing. Oh, sounding like I'm being attacked.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad. I'm really putting you on blast, but it's all with love. Also inherited that from my father.
Yeah, he's afraid of sneezers.
He has the loudest sneeze ever.
Oh, okay.
And I have followed suit.
Do you spray?
No, I sneeze into my bloody shirt or into my hands, and then I run to the bathroom immediately.
Jessica Young, don't you say bloody shirt like you're a fucking Brit. You are not.
Sneeze into my bloody shirt, yeah?
Oh my God.
I mean,
don't blow your nose in public without multiple layers for sure.
Thank you. And please, if you're old and you're still using a handkerchief,
oh Lordy,
we ain't even going there.
That's so disgusting. My dad used a handkerchief growing up, and my dad doesn't listen to the podcast, so I can say it, but his friends do. Oh, don't tell him. So I remember he used to carry, he doesn't anymore, but he used to carry a handkerchief, and he would pull it out of his back pocket, and I remember hearing when he would unfold it.
You would hear the crunch.
Thank you. Because it had to pull apart.
Game over.
Jessica, leave my house right now for both of us. Gross.
It is so gross.
Handkerchiefs are for dropping on the floor to let a man know you're interested.
Oh, that's so sweet. After he lays his coat over a puddle of water for
yes,
you to walk over.
That's the world we need.
Okay.
Not so much snot in there. I had to rip the fibers of the cloth apart. They're glued together.
Leave it for when you're waving bon voyage.
Yeah. And also, they do teach the kids now. We always learned sneeze into your hands.
Mm-hmm.
No, dirty. Don't do it. Sneeze into your shirt. Because
mm-hmm.
most people aren't laying their head on
it. And then the germs are just all over your chest.
Well, better than your hands. Right?
It is true. And I also hate when people just put up their hand, mm-hmm. insinuating that they're going to sneeze into it, but they put it there just as a, like a fake shield. It's like, well, you're just shooting it.
You're just creating a luge.
Not doing a good, yes, yeah. I'm not doing a good job explaining it, but I watch people do it all the time where they're like, chew, and it's just the hand covers.
It's just a tunnel for their
chew. The side of their face. It yeah. didn't cover your sneeze.
Do you
or,
call people out on that?
I actually do.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
You know what? I get enraged when it's a stranger, but when it's a friend, I will lose my mind. And I have a lot of friends that I see don't cover. And I'm like, cover your mouth. Like, it's disgusting. I'm disgusted by my own mucus.
Yeah, as you should be. Man, that got us worked up.
So worked up.
I mean, it's not, we're not wrong.
No.
These listeners are not wrong. We're not the only ones that feel this way. These came from listeners.
I agree. And I love it. And please keep it coming. Again, that picture with the towel really made our day.
That is real.
We laughed so hard.
We laughed so much and gagged.
And please tell your boyfriend to find a new dentist.
Please, dear God. What else are they putting in his mouth?
Ew.
I mean, are they using that same towel to wipe up his dribbles? Because they clearly have stolen that towel.
Or the apron that they clip, that paper thing that they clip
is
over you, the spittle catcher.
Oh, God.
Ugh, I can't.
I can't get into it.
Me neither.
Mouth things bother me. I had a dentist once that got mad at me because I didn't floss after I ate every time. And I am a flosser. And now I have a water pick.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, no, every time you eat, you have to. And I was like, you're making me feel disgusting. And he goes, yes, because it's like you got food out of your refrigerator and stuff it in the cracks of your teeth and let it rot. That's what he said to me. And then I felt disgusting. I think that was his point. Is this boring?
No, I'm staring at you with wide eyes because I'm thinking about, I have seen people floss after they eat, but I've also seen people carry their toothbrush to work at different places I've worked and then leave it sitting on the edge of the sink and I can't handle it.
No, there is poop particles in the air.
Yes,
yeah.
And also it's like somewhere I've recently been working, they leave their toothbrush and toothpaste on the ledge of the sink behind the faucet where you turn it on.
Where all the water gathers.
I'm like, so my dirty hands now on the faucet and I'm washing. And then when I put my wet hands back up to turn it off, that's all running into your toothbrush.
Ew, yucky. I don't want to be rude. I'm sure where you work is lovely, but it sounds like a petri dish of awful to me.
No, This is a, like, I freelance now, so I work at different places. This is not in an office. This is like at a place that has a bathroom that customers can come in and
out. Oh, God, no, 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 no.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yuck. What do you think about public flossing? I don't like a public floss.
Gross.
I legit saw a man do this once. He was public flossing, and I was like, that's yucky, because, like, things do splatter and stuff, you know? But I was like, but at least he's got good hygiene, right? Mm-hmm. Then, I'm not joking, this is so horrible. Sensitive content ahead. He licked the floss clean.
Okay.
What? He ate his flossings. He ate his flossings.
Do you have any smelling salts? Because I think I'm going to faint.
Why would you go to all the trouble to get it out between your teeth and then eat it?
I'm not going
to
embarrass someone by saying this, but someone I know does not wipe their floss as they do it, and it drives me to insanity, because each time after I take the floss out, I wipe the floss.
Yeah, because there's stuff on it.
Otherwise, you're putting the plaque on your hands and back in your mouth. I can't.
Oh, yeah. And
game over. Change the subject.
We're done. Gross. We're done. Okay. Should we do a clean cleansing breath?
Yes.
Okay. So wherever you are, we encourage you, if you're alone in your car somewhere and you want to scream, man, it feels good.
Yes.
If not, you can breathe with us. Jessica and I are just going to take a quick cleansing breath. Ready? Okay,
mm-hmm.
In. That fucking Red Baron. That's so... Oh. I got to do it again. My body feels tense.
I feel hot.
Oh, because I think it's hot in my house.
It is.
Sorry. Do you want me to pause and turn on the air?
It's okay.
Okay, we're going to move into corners. And I actually changed my corner based on you mentioning Barry Corbin. But it's your turn first. And we've mentioned your dad. So this is Oops, My Bad corner, right? I
yes.
don't remember if we had a song, but...
We didn't for Oops,
It was
my
just
bad.
Oops,
just
My Bad.
Just for Weirdo of the Week.
Okay, Jess.
So I love people also writing in to tell us when something is correctly said or not.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not above anything. We don't claim to be experts. We try to do our due diligence. But also sometimes things just come up in conversation like, you know, I don't know. I'm going to have to check that out and whatever. So I have two things today. One comes from a friend and a listener who wrote in to us and she corrected me. Apparently, ladies, Kegel exercises strengthen, and I quote this young lady, strengthen your entire pelvic floor and hence will help with any kind of issues down there, including bladder problems.
Yes.
Okay.
First of all, I thought it was pronounced Kegels, like a bagel.
Maybe it is.
No, she said Kegels.
She did say Kegel.
So far as
she even sent us
a video,
which
yes.
is amazing, of
it's
her
incredible.
Saying it in her scrubs. And
at the hospital.
We love you.
Yes. She's amazing.
You know who you are. We're not going to put you on blast.
I love her. So I thought that. And then also, I have to tell you, knowledge from another project I worked on, the pelvic floor, it's so important. And they can correct me if I'm wrong, but someone told me the way they test your pelvic floor, they put electrodes around your butthole and like kind of shock you.
To see if you tense up.
Yeah, and see if you pee. And they're testing whatever it is specifically. The pelvic floor test sounds like torture.
I don't like that it's called pelvic floor.
Okay.
Because it just reminds me of the valley floor at Yosemite. It just makes it sound like your vag is totally cavernous.
Oh.
When you get to the entrance of Yosemite, it takes an hour to drive down to the valley floor.
Yeah. So you thought that it was just for pee-pees.
No, I thought it was just to keep your... This is so too much. I thought it was just to keep yourself tight.
Yeah, so you could squeeze on whatever goes in there.
Kind of like a finger in a mold at
Come
Romantics.
Come on, your dad listens to this podcast.
Dad, turn it off.
Which brings us to...
A message from my dad.
I love it. I love that your dad listens. Like, I am his biggest fan. My parents can't listen.
I love it. And again, Dad, I appreciate it so much.
He is so supportive of you.
He is. He's very frank. I mean, both of my parents, I have to say, have always been pretty direct with me, and I have been with them. Like, we'll tell each other if we don't like something and why. May not always be right, may not always agree, but I appreciate that we can at least be honest enough about that, right?
Yeah.
Because some people cannot. So this is a very endearing message from my father, Mark. I love getting messages from him. him, just like I sang to Dana recently in a voicemail. My dad does that to me on the reg, and it gives me such glee, I can't tell you, and I save them all.
Yeah.
And my dad's pretty savvy. He's on like WhatsApp and all this stuff. So anytime
I'm not even on WhatsApp. Uh-huh. Is he on TikTok? I want to watch his TikToks.
No, but now he'll join it because you mentioned
I want to see his TikTok.
Anytime he leaves a show, he will leave me a recording. Like, I deliberately will not answer my phone because I want it to be recorded so I can listen to it 500 more times.
I love it.
If he did it live, then I would just have it in the moment.
Yeah.
So we have a little correction from my father and some opinion on the podcast, which I am going to play for you now.
Hi, Jess. It's me. First of all, I want to tell you that I've listened to all the podcasts, but I went back to session 5 because I hadn't finished it. And excuse me, you tell everybody on the podcast that you explained to your mother what a blowjob was. And then Dana said, I guess your grandpa was not the recipient of any. I have no words. I mean, I really have no words. Anyway, the other thing is, je me souviens on the Quebec license plate, just so you understand, it says you're right about the remember, but it is to recognize the French regiment in World War II, who were a very elite group, and so it's I will never forget. So that's what je me souviens is for. It's not they won't forget about the separatist movement or anything. It is to honor the World War II veterans that were French Canadian. I wanted to clarify that. I also
that is my favorite. When I listened to it, I was like, I literally said, I'm in love with your dad. That is like Dan Tipton. Like, yep. I have said before, and this is the honest to God truth, and this is just like the top example I think of, but it happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Dan Tipton knows just a little bit about everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he said to me one day on the couch, what do you know about the Franco-Prussian War? And I was like, is what? This a joke?
My answer, nothing.
I mean, I know more now because I was like, geez, I gotta keep up or this man's gonna leave me for a historian. And that's what this message reminded me of. It's so supportive. It's so like, I can't believe you. And then also, by the way, just so you know, I need you to understand what je vais chercher chan means.
Je me souviens.
I'm gonna try it. Je me souviens. What? Wait, what does it say it again?
That sounds like a French porno.
Yeah.
No. Je me souviens.
Je me souviens.
Wow.
Oh, I hope we get some new listeners. Je me souviens.
Oh my God. Oh God, that is like the voice of a French anime character.
Oh my God, somebody hire me, please hire me. I love your dad. Is he gonna be mad that we shared that?
No, I hope not. Dad, you're a celebrity in your own right, and you know that.
That's right.
My friends always love your messages and the stories.
I mean, if this continues, I see merch. I love it. I love it so much. So my corner is one we've visited before.
Hollywood.
Okay, so you mentioned Barry Corbin earlier.
Which I love him so much.
I love him so much. And I've talked about this in other interviews, so if you've heard it before, feel free to fast forward, but it's too good.
Barry? His son was just a guest in my improv show last week, by the way.
Stop it. Are you serious?
But I don't bring it up to him because I don't want to be a creep and just always be like, your dad.
His dad is so awesome.
But his dad was Maurice on Northern Exposure, and
he's been in every movie ever. He was in War Games. I mean, he's been in everything, right? Yeah. So the fact that he plays my father, I mean, I just lose my mind.
Yes.
Okay. So if you don't watch Modern Family,
you're nuts.
I play Pameron Tucker on Modern Family, which is Cam's sister from Missouri. And Barry Corbin plays my dad. And when I first met Barry, I want to say it was the wedding episode is where we all kind of first met, because mm-hmm. it was very family oriented. We had to take family pictures together there mm-hmm. on set. Like, it's really cool. And so he's just so full of life. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And he had all these young, beautiful women around him. Okay. And he was like, you know me, Dana, I'll stay out all hours of the night. I don't need sleep right now. I'm normally in Texas, but while I'm here, I'm having a good time. I was like, okay. So the wrap party, or was it the Christmas party? I can't remember if it was the wrap or the Christmas party that year. He was like, I'm going to be bringing some friends. That man showed up with three very young, very attractive women on his arms. Three, Jessica.
Unreal.
And he was like, they can't keep up with me. I think he is an American hero, that man.
Yes.
Like, he's just living his best life.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know these young women aren't interested in me, but we're having some fun.
Right?
Right?
Eye candy.
I mean, it killed me. Three girls. That's and they hilarious. Stayed with him that night.
Unreal.
So don't tell your friend that I'm not shit talking his dad. I think his dad's cool. What?
What? We're fine. Move along. This is going to be the worst episode for you to edit ever.
I know.
Between the Red Baron, Barry.
10, 20, 30, 40, 60 or more. I can't.
She made it up.
No!
And you just sang it like you were the lead singer of Big and Rich.
I love Big and Rich.
Of course you do.
Who says I'm not funk in the country? I forgot three words. I can't remember.
This is absolutely unreal.
This is off the rails. It Jessica, is off can the you rails. Please try and get it together and act like a professional? All right, should we move into our rave section?
I think we have to. I feel like we're at a rave right now.
I think so. I definitely feel like I'm on drugs. I started off so angry, and now I'm like, yeah, three women, it's cool, right? Also, what if his kid hears me talk? Jessica. Okay, why don't you start? Because I can't talk. I'm terrified right now.
This week's rave is something that I found out about while walking through one of my favorite areas in my favorite city in the U.S., San Francisco. And one of my favorite parts of town there is called The Mission, if you're not familiar. And they have all kinds of amazing, small, it's kind of, I wouldn't go as far as to label it anti-corporate, but there's not corporations there. You're seeing really small businesses, restaurants. Like, instead of Starbucks, there's going to be 20 different coffee shops, mm-hmm. all with a crazy name that make some amazing vegan pierogi or something that you never even knew existed. So I love The Mission. No.
What's a pierogi?
A pierogi is a tiny little Polish dumpling.
What?
Yes. Oh, they're so good.
Crazy.
And that is not fancy.
You said to me earlier,
that's just old world Eastern European, Dana.
Okay, well, I never know. You said earlier you had a shmufunum face.
Oh, a vabispunum. That's a Yiddish word for like a sourpuss.
Yeah,
like somebody who always kind of has their mouth turned. I'm doing the face right now and you can't see it.
You can see it. You can hear it for sure.
So in The Mission, there's like all these magical stores. Oh my God. There's one called Paxton Gate, mm-hmm. which is based on like this world famous taxidermy shop from Paris that was around for several hundred years. And actually, if I remember correctly, burned down. But Paxton Gate kind of like took that inspiration and opened this store. So they have amazing taxidermy. They also sell all kinds of minerals, crystals, flora, fauna, whatever. They even sell those owl pellets. You know how owls regurgitate, but like kids love to cut open that open and find little bones.
Yeah.
I don't know how you'll, why am I talking about Paxton Gate? That's another rave entirely. A few doors down from Paxton Gate, this magical store is a place called 826 Valencia. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of wandered in and we're like, what is this? It's kind of built like a pirate ship on the inside, but not like a cheesy arg me matey, like legit like a cabin of a pirate ship. And it is like floor to ceiling drawers where you can open it and they have all kinds of stuff in there and they've all been labeled with the most beautiful handwritten lettering and they put all different kinds of objects and trinkets in there and they're labeled for kids, adults too, to open and explore and little things that you can buy. So
that's so cool.
The store is like the entrance to the programs that they do and anything they sell at the store goes back to the program. And what they are a nonprofit dedicated to supporting under-resourced students with their writing skills. So I love this so much because anything that's encouraging children to be creative, look, some people are athletic, some people are artistic, some people are intellectual, some people are musically driven, whatever it is, but everyone has creative talent within them. I really believe that. Mm-hmm. And they take students ages 6 to 18 with their creative and expository writing skills to help teachers inspire their students to write. Their services are structured around the understanding that great leaps in learning can happen with one-on-one attention and that strong writing skills are fundamental to future success. So this is helping. Isn't it amazing? This helps.
There's one in LA too.
You know someone at it, don't you?
So Mac Barnett and I went through the Groundlings together. This is him. We can.
Oh, yeah.
He is a children's and young adult author, and he's been very heavily involved with, he was involved with 826 LA. Mm-hmm. I went to that facility several times, and then he moved to San Francisco, and I guess he is also involved there, yeah, of course, because it's just wonderful. I love everything they're doing.
Well, it's...
There's a times that instead of a pirate store here, there's a time travel store.
That's I need
Isn't
to go
it
see
so
it.
Cool?
No, I really
I think
do want to see
it. Echo Park, I want to say.
I got to check it out.
Yeah, you have to look.
One of the things that's so neat is, yes, everyone needs basic writing skills for school, mm-hmm, and to go on in life in general, right? But it's not just doing that. They're getting to also be creative. So 826 Valencia also publishes each year different things that the kids have written. Like I one time bought one of the collections of short stories that came out for that year. Mm-hmm. It's totally fun. They're hilarious to read. And again, the money from buying the book is going back to them being able to offer those services.
Wow.
And it's so cool. And anytime you go in the store, there's usually like a big giant table in the back with kids gathered around. They're all coming in after school or something. And I just think it's such a fun program for them to get to do that. And things that may not be offered in their school.
Yeah.
But that's another thing that's cool with their outreach. Like they also work with local schools.
Yes, exactly. And they they offer tutoring and all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I will tell you guys really quick, once that kind of took off, they are now 7 official 826 chapters in the U.S., wow, inspiring many other like-minded groups in the world. So if you're in the following cities, Chicago, D.C., Los Angeles, Michigan is not a city, but that's what it's listed, New Orleans, New York City, and Boston.
That's amazing. And if you don't have this organization where you are, maybe look into it.
Yeah.
I know they're constantly trying to spread the word.
Totally.
And start new outlets for people.
And how fun to volunteer and just so give a little amazing time with these kids. Like
used to talk about, we were always so busy because we were in the Groundlings, mm-hmm, and he still always made time.
Yeah.
Like he just loved it so much. He said that children were the most creative people
totally
he was
it's
ever
very
around.
Rewarding.
Which I found insulting. No, I'm just kidding. I love that, Jessica.
I do too.
Yeah,
it's you got to see that pirate store. One
I got
of these
to.
Days.
I Ugh, have to.
So cool.
I've only been to San Francisco for Sketchfest. I've never been for
my
like
favorite
a trip.
I've been so many times.
I need to go.
If I could go there once a month, I would be so happy.
Let's do it.
You don't have to twist my arm.
Yeah. Well, see you later, guys. Jessica and I are headed to San Francisco. Okay, well, I guess we should move on to my rave.
Yes.
Okay, so this is a message I got from my friend Jay, and I think he's going to let us post pictures of him because he did this. So, Ooh. Yeah, and he's a delight. He said, I have a rave for your podcast. I was going to send it soon, but no time like the present. That's right, people. Listen to him, and if you got something, get on it. Takes 2 seconds to jump on your phone and send us an email. Childrenwithhairloss.us is this amazing foundation that when I was growing my hair while Lily, which is a friend of his best friend's daughter, had cancer, was going through chemo. And after she passed, I grew it with the intention of donating. Most people go to Locks of Love, which is a wonderful organization for children with hair loss. But this one is a smaller Midwestern-based organization that doesn't charge families and kids that need wigs, where Locks of Love very much does make them or their insurance pay for it. So we'll talk about that in a minute. Children with hair loss give wigs to kids with diseases that cause hair loss, mostly cancer, completely free of charge, and they're absolutely sweet organization that sent me a lovely handwritten letter once when I donated to them. They're beautiful with an amazing staff and have such an important goal. It's childrenwithhairloss.us. I double checked. So I sort of did some research on this too, and I want to read what they say. Children with Hair Loss is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides human hair replacements at no cost to children and young adults facing medically related hair loss. When a child's hair is lost due to cancer treatments, alopecia, trichotillomania, burns, etc., the painful effects are far deeper than just cosmetic. Each year, the number of children requesting our hair replacements increases. With your support, we can continue to increase the number of children we are able to help in the future. I just love that so, so much. I was not aware that Locks of Love did charge. Now, I mean, I'm not bashing them because...
Of course,
you and I talked about, I can't even fathom the time and money that goes into making a wig.
Mm-hmm.
So I completely...
Especially with real hair, so you can actually wash and style it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I totally get it. But some families don't have insurance.
Right.
They don't qualify for something like that and certainly wouldn't be able to afford it. So
right.
I love that this organization definitely does not charge.
No, it's amazing.
And he said they're just growing and growing and growing. You know, I have... some people in my life that are struggling with cancer right now, particularly children. And I remember when my friend lost all of his hair and then his eyebrows and then his eyelashes. Like, it's devastating.
Yeah.
It's devastating. I think for a boy or a girl, but even more for a girl.
Yeah.
Because girls love their hair.
Totally.
So I love that this, and I love that it's not just cancer too. It's alopecia.
Which is a real disease. It's major.
Trichotillomania. I had some one close to me in my life that had trichotillomania and still struggles with it. It's a constant battle of like getting help to make sure they have to make a conscious effort not to. That means you pull your hair out.
Oh, yes.
And you pull it out at the root. So it's got that little knob. And a lot of times they'll bite it. Like it's a, what do you call that? It's a habit of self-soothing, so people go bald from it because they just can't stop pulling it out.
Right.
So anyway, burn victims. I mean, come on, you guys, look this place up.
Yeah.
If you can't give money, we get it. We're poor.
But if you're...
But spread the word.
Cutting your hair. And I don't remember what it is, but I had a lot of friends that sent their hair to Locks for Love over the years.
There's a lot of regulations and stuff too. It's not super easy.
Yeah, and I think it has to be a minimum of 6 inches that you send, if I'm correct.
Both organizations are lovely, just so we're clear.
Yeah.
But I love that
if you're thinking of growing it out, or your hair is grown out like me, where I cut it like once a year.
Yeah.
Every time I get like my cut, I mean, I probably have enough to send off.
Really?
I'm acting like I'm Crystal Gale going to a flapper's bob. But
Crystal Gale and a flapper's bob.
But yeah, I think it's like 6 inches. So yeah, you don't have to have hair like down to your rear to do it.
Yeah.
A lot of people, women or men that have longer hair to like mid back, cut it to shoulder length. That's enough hair.
That's enough to give somebody a wig. Yeah,
totally.
I love it. And
I
love
too.
That my friend sent me this. He's a delight and suffered a loss in his life and that inspired him to do it.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we just wanted to rave about those two organizations today. If you guys have anyone in your hometown or in your area or just something you know about that you want us to rave about, please get in contact with us.
Yes.
We want to get the news out. We just want out with the bad. We're going to rant out the bad
and
then fill up with goodness. And I think we're doing that. I don't know.
We are. And just a big shout out to any and everyone that volunteers in any capacity, whether you're
absolutely
the parent that's donating a lot of time at your kid's school, people who are going for special days. Look, I think it's awesome. A lot of companies have things where they have service day.
Yeah.
Heath Ceramics, also from San Francisco, they had a sign on their door. I think this was like a month ago. And it said, "We are closed today for," again, sorry for my botched words, "annual service day." It was like, you know, there's a million days for everything now.
Mm-hmm.
But they closed so that every one of their employees could go and do some type of volunteering
in the within community.
The community. And
oh, I love that.
If everyone volunteered one day.
I know.
One day a year.
I know.
One day. Not every week, not every month. I mean, if you can, great. And if you want to, great. But if everyone volunteered one day a year, holy crap.
And if you have a family doing it together, it's quality time spent and you're showing your child that this is important. Our communities are important.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a lot of us, in the interest of vulnerability and being honest, I am not always a doer. Once in a while, I'll get involved with things, but like, I'm not the gal that shows up at marches. I get a lot of anxiety about it. I don't have a ton of money to donate to everything I would love to. So I've been thinking lately, like, what's my role? Because we have a lot of people talking about it's not enough to just post it on your Facebook. And and I don't think they're wrong, but I'm also here to tell you, if that's how you start, great.
Yeah.
You know, we have this podcast, and I know we're not a huge platform, but we've got at least 11 people that listen to us. And you know, that's 11 people that may not have known about something before we told them.
It's more than 11. I can put your mind at ease. No, but it's true.
Like, that's just as important, spreading the word and inspiring people to do things similar to what we talk about in their own communities as well.
And if people didn't, sorry.
No, I think that our voices are equally as important too.
I agree. And if people didn't share it, whether it's people that you follow or like we both follow CBS News and certain things like that, I would not hear about a fraction of the things going on just in our city alone, let alone the U.S. and around the world. So I love that. And when it's pertinent, or I know, you know, I have a friend who is an ASL, I always say translator, and that's not the right word.
Not interpreter.
Interpreter.
Is it?
Okay. Yes, American Sign Language interpreter. And she also works with a lot of deaf talent.
Like, oh, cool.
I don't think people realize there's people who do comedy and are actors and all that are deaf.
Dancers, yeah.
And it's amazing. So I don't send it to her every time I see one, but through different groups that happen to feature that, like when I see that, I'll send it her way because I'm like, maybe she hasn't seen it. Sometimes she has, sometimes she hasn't.
Yeah, but maybe it's something she wants to share.
Exactly.
Has more to add to it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, we just think it's really important to be getting this stuff out there, and we want to share your stuff too.
Yep.
We want to know. We want you to use us as a platform to encourage and inspire. And also, I just want to, you know, I've been reading a lot about toxic positivity.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what that is, like just so much positivity that it's making us feel bad about ourselves. And I don't want that people to think that about us either.
Like, right.
We're not perfect.
No.
I mean, Jessica, you're pretty close to perfect.
Yeah, right.
You're smart, you're beautiful, you're funny.
You're hilarious.
But anyway, we don't want to make anybody feel bad with positivity.
No.
We just want to like share.
Exactly.
So I guess, hey, y'all, I think you're jerks, but also let's do something good. Does that even out? Okay, cool.
Totally.
Jessica, I think I've really encouraged people to reach out to us. Would you like to just tell people how to get in contact?
Here's how you can do so. Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. Email us at the Rants and Raves Podcast at gmail.com. Twitter at @raves_the. And again, anything you'd like to send our way, we really welcome it. And thank you for those who wrote in this last week. We got a lot of different things as far as rants and things that added on to things we've talked about in the past and all that. And it really made our day. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, love it.
Because it makes us laugh.
Yes, so much. Oh my God. That's our show.
I think it is.
Oh, awesome. Well, can I give you a point to ponder?
Do it.
I just got to revisit this. Handkerchiefs, guys, yes or no?
No.
Jessica, it is a point to ponder. It's an open. Don't answer it.
I'm sorry.
I can't help it. All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.